the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, last night's Republican gubernatorial debate at Rider University certainly had some fireworks with the four candidates, Ed Durr, Jack Cittarelli, Bill Spadia, and John Bramnick, sparring over issues from transgender policies to education. There were several heated exchanges, especially between Cittarelli and Spadia. All the candidates agreed on things like the fact that New Jersey's school funding formula is broken. The four also agree that New Jersey needs to end its status of being a sanctuary state. To find out more about each candidate's positions on some of New Jersey's most pressing issues, you can go to nj1015.com. New Jersey voters are split on whether the state is headed in the right direction. According to a new Emerson College poll, one thing plenty of folks agree on, the economy is the top issue for the Garden State.
Most folks say that their income is not keeping up with expenses and inflation. That is higher, actually, among older folks.
In the same poll, 57% of New Jersey voters say they're opposed to the congestion pricing that's now in place in New York City. A man has been arrested and charged in a deadly hit and run in Patterson Monday morning. Police say 59-year-old Abel Herrera was cleaning snow off his car on Alabama Avenue when he was struck by another vehicle. The impact forced Herrera's body into the air. He was left on the street before taken to a hospital and pronounced dead. Now 21-year-old Shaquem Adams has been accused of being the driver. Authorities say the car that struck Herrera was so close to other parked cars, it knocked the mirrors off of them. Starting this summer, New Jersey will not allow young drivers to get a license unless they prove that they've had 50 practice hours behind the wheel. Tracy Noble with AAA Mid-Atlantic says the logging of those hours needs to start now.
It is for permitted drivers who received their permit February 1st and forward.
A certification form will have to be handed into the MVC starting in August. This portion of the news made possible by MyPillow. Their mega sale is going on now. Get the best-selling standard MyPillow for just $14.98. To take advantage of this offer, go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Jersey, plus every order ships absolutely free. You can download our free app. Take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7. Get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. The latest on tonight's icy mess. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 in skin weather. Just a reminder for a full rundown of what to expect from the winter storm that's coming in tonight through tomorrow morning. Check out my weather blog at nj1015.com or in the New Jersey 101.5 mobile app. I go county by county and sort of hour by hour describing how this complicated storm is going to play out. Now, let's talk overview here. We've got lots of clouds and cold temperatures today, but the daytime hours will be all right. Maybe a snow shower in New Jersey at some point today. High temperatures only lower to mid 30s. Snow activity will pick up a bit more late this evening, and then snow becomes steadier, but also transitions to that slippery, icy mix, sleet and freezing rain after midnight tonight. Daybreak tomorrow, we're going to see another transition to rain as temperatures continue to warm, and that'll wrap up around early afternoon tomorrow. Cloudy skies for your Thursday, mid-30s north, mid-40s to the south. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Newark is 28, Edison's 29, Mount Holly's 30. Weather brought to you by Forge Jewelers. Love is in the air at Forge Jewelers. Join them this Thursday from 3:30 to 7:30 for an exclusive event. Enjoy champagne, treats, and spectacular Valentine's offers. Mention Honey Bunny for a special credit toward your purchase. Visit ForgeJewelers.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.